إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our session number 21, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fa' Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, in this session, in accordance with the proposed schedule for homework assignments, we are going to make a quick review of lessons 1 through 5. Quick review of lessons 1 through 5. And then we're going to look at the review sheet, yani the weekly review sheet, page number 5. After that, we're going to take also a quick look at the first point of the English key for lesson number 13, the new lesson that we looked at last week. We're going to look at the point number 1 that we covered last week, and then we're going to go through the remaining points of the English key, points 2, 3, 4, and 5 on pages, yani 33 to 36. After that, inshallah, we're going to read and translate the Arabic text for this lesson number 13 and try to do the exercises that are in the first part, yani part A of lesson 13, yani exercises 1 through 6, yani from page 69 to 73. Okay, so we have a lot to do today, inshallah. The review of the first 5 lessons, inshallah, is going to be just a quick review as a reminder. And then we'll go directly to the homework, the weekly homework review sheet number 5. And after that, we're going to look at the English key, Arabic text, and the exercises for the first part of lesson 13. All right, so let's begin with the quick review of the English keys for lessons 1 through 5. So what I'm going to say here, right, is that in lesson 1 we had a number of points. The most important thing we had in lesson 1 was the ism ishara. What is the ism ishara? The demonstrative pronoun. Yani, it is a pronoun that's used to point to things. When you want to say this is or that is, yani pointing to something near or far. In Arabic, the ism ishara is divided into pointing to that which is near, for which we use hadha and hadhihi for masculine and feminine, or for pointing to that which is far, for which we use dhalika and tilka, masculine and feminine. And it's also divided into, yani according to number, the ism ishara when pointing to an individual single thing, mufrad, when you're pointing to something that's dual, two, or when you're pointing to something that's plural, three or more. Okay, so the ism ishara is divided according to when you're pointing to something near or far, masculine or feminine, and also singular, dual, or plural. So far we have taken the ism ishara for singular things, which are near and far, masculine and feminine. In lesson 1 we took hadha, and in lesson 2, we took dhalika. Both of them are used to point to things which are masculine, near and far. In lesson 6 and 7, we took hadhihi and tilka, pointing to things which are feminine, near and far. Okay, so in lesson 1, in lesson 2, and in lesson 6 and 7, we covered the ism ishara for things which are near and which are far, which are masculine and feminine. In lesson 1, we also looked at some question words, like men, which means who, when you're asking about people, and ma, which means what, when you're asking about things. And we also had what is called hamzatul istifham, the alif with a hamza written on top of it, that's used to change a statement into a question. And we had the answer words for that, the jawab, that is, na'am, yes, and la. So that's what we covered in lesson one. And also, we already mentioned what we covered in lesson two, the ism ishara for things which are masculine and far, dhalika, as well as waw al-atf. The waw with fatha, that means A and D. Yani when you use it as a conjunction, this and that. In lesson three, we had the definite article in Arabic. Yani the distinction between a word that has alif lam as opposed to the word that has tanween. So al, yani al baytu means the house. That's the definite article, al. And baytun means a house. That's the indefinite article. So we had that distinction in lesson three, as well as in lesson three we had the sun letters and the moon letters. Yani al-huruf, al-shamsiyya, and al-huruf, al-qamariyya. And the rule related to that, inshallah, is well known to us, that if a word begins with a sun letter, when you add alif lam, you don't say al-shams, you say ash-shams. And you double that sun letter with a shadda, and you merge the lam into the sun letter. In lesson four, we had very important matters, that is, the personal pronouns and prepositions. Personal pronouns, yani like huwa, and hiya, and ana, and anta. Okay, and we had, in future lessons, we had further, yani more personal pronouns. And later on, we'll see, yani from lesson 10, we also had the possessive pronouns. But in any case, in lesson four, we were introduced to personal pronouns, as well as prepositions. And prepositions are words that cause the noun following them to change from being marfu'un with dhamma to majrurun with kasra. So we had fi, and we had ala, and we had min, and we had ila. And in later lessons, we also had bi, and we had li, and so on. So we had other prepositions later on, but we were introduced to prepositions in lesson number four. Prepositions and personal pronouns. Also, in lesson four, in the second part of lesson four, we also had the introduction to the past tense verb. We had dhahaba and kharaja. Okay, and later on, yani, in lesson, maybe lesson 10 and 12 and 13 and 14 and 15, we had the remaining forms of the past tense verb in terms of its conjugation, along with the remaining personal and possessive pronouns. Okay, so that's what we had in lesson four. We had prepositions and personal pronouns, and we had introduction to the past tense verb. In lesson five, we had the idafa construction, yani the construct phrase when two words are joined together to form a new meaning. Like you have kitabun, a book, and you have bilalun, bilal, and you want to say the book of Bilal, or Bilal's book. So, yani, you form a construct phrase, kitabu bilalin. And the rules concerning the idafa construction is that the first part of the idafa construction, known as the mudaf, never takes alif lam or tanween. The second part of the idafa construction always takes either alif lam or tanween. Yani unless it's a word that's mamnoon and a sarf, a diptote, then it won't take tanween. But the general rule is that the second part of the idafa construction, the mudaf ilayhi, always takes alif lam or tanween. The first part neither takes alif lam or tanween. So they're the opposite. And also in terms of i'rab, the first part of the idafa construction, the mudaf, can have any case ending. It can be dhamma, kasra, or fatha, marfu'un, majrurun, or mansubun. The second part is always majrur with kasra. We also had in this lesson number five, the introduction to the dharf, yani the adverb, dharf al-makan, tahta. And in the following lessons, we also had amama and khalfa, and we also had inda and ma'a, other, yani dhuruf, yani adverbs of place. In this lesson, we also had ya and nida, the vocative ya, yani when you're calling somebody. So if you wanted to call bilalun, you say ya bilalu, and it loses its tanween. It becomes mabniun ala dhamma. Yani the munada, the word that comes after ya and nida, yani is always taking a single dhamma. Yani unless it is itself a mudaf, yani in an idafa construction after ya and nida. We'll talk about that later on. Okay, so we had the adverb tahta, and we had ya and nida also in lesson five, in addition to the Idhafa construction. So those are the first five lessons. And in the remaining lessons, just quickly I can just mention, although that wasn't part of our homework review, but in the remaining lessons, we also had yani the Asma al-Ishara for things which are feminine in 6 and 7, Ahadihi and Tilka, and we also had in that lesson 6, things related to femininity like the adjective in the noun is made feminine by adding ta marbuta, the feminine ending, and also that there are some feminine words, that feminine nouns that do not have termabuta. So you have to learn them that they are feminine. Yani if it's not like automatic, yani like bint is automatically feminine because it means daughter, right? But there are some words that are not automatically feminine, so you have to learn them if they don't have the sign of femininity. That's what we had in 6 and 7. And in 8 and 9, we had very important matters, including yani the ism ishara when it has a bedel, like hadha al-kitab, that's a bedel. And we also had the ism maksur, yani words that end with fatha alif, whether it's alif maksur or alif mamduda, and the rules concerning that, and that it doesn't change its vowel on the end, it remains fatha alif. And we also had the na't and the man'ut in lesson 9, and in 10 we had possessive pronouns, and the remaining possessive pronouns and personal pronouns came in the lessons that follow in 12 and in 13 and in 14 and in 15. We'll be seeing them shortly. In lesson 13, yani which we are taking now, lesson 13 is related to plurals. Plural personal pronouns, plural possessive pronouns, plural ism ishara, plural verb forms, and so on. Plural sound plurals, broken plurals, and so on. Alright, so that's the brief summary of what we've covered previously. Now, we're going to look quickly at the homework assignment, the weekly review sheet, page number 5. And this particular review sheet deals with hadha, yani deals with the asma al-ishara. Hadha, and hadhihi, and dhalika, and tilka. And it also, yani, has some examples of the use of ma and men. Yani asking questions with ma or men, the difference between them. So this instruction on page 5 says صحيح, yani with shadd on the first ha and kasra underneath it. صحيح with sukoon on the yani last letter. صحيح is a command form of the verb. It means correct. Okay, صحيح. Make it صحيح. The full instruction says صحيح الجملة الآتية. صحيح الجملة الآتية. يعني correct the following sentences. Alright, so what we have to look for is a mistake in the sentence. So the first sentence says هذه بيت الإمام. يعني this is the house of the Imam or the Imam's house. What's wrong with this sentence? Well, the ism ishara, remember, there's an ism ishara for things which are near and far and masculine and feminine, so you have to make sure it's the proper one. So, the ism ishara is pointing to bait, and bait is mudhakkar, masculine. But hadhihi is the ism ishara for things which are mu'annith, feminine. So the mistake here is the use of the feminine ism ishara for something that is masculine. So we have to change it from hadhihi to hadha. Baytul Imami, this is the house of the Imam. And by the way, Baytul Imam is a construct phrase, Idhafa. And for that reason, you see Bayt doesn't have Alif Lam or Tanween, but the Mudhaf Ilayhi has either one of them, Alif Lam or Tanween. In this case, it has Alif Lam. And also, the second part of the Idhafa construction, the Mudhaf Ilayhi is always Majroor. So we see it having Kesra, the primary sign of the word being Majroor. Second sentence, it says, the sentence reads, ذَلِكَ سَيَّارَةُ الْمُدِيرِ. ذَلِكَ سَيَّارَةُ الْمُدِيرِ. With shadda on the ya, followed by fatta, elongated by alif. That is the car of the mudir, or the mudir's car. So what is wrong here? Let's see if the ism ishara matches. ذَلِكَ is the ism ishara for things which are far and masculine. مُذَكَّر. But سَيَّارَة is feminine. مؤنث. So we have to make a feminine ism ishara. So instead of ذلك, we use تلك سيارة المدير. Number 3. The sentence reads آمينة مدرس. آمينة مدرس. آمينة is a teacher. Here, Yani, what we see is that Amina is a female and Mudarris is in the masculine form. In lesson 6, we said that when we want to make a noun or an adjective feminine, we have to add ta marbuta. So, if Amina is a teacher, we have to use the feminine word for teacher, which requires adding ta marbuta. So it should be Aminatu Mudarrisatun. Yani when you add ta marbuta, you have to remove the tanween from the last letter, the seen here, and replace it with fatha, because ta marbuta is always preceded by the fatha vowel. It's always preceded by fatha. So it became Aminatu Mudarrisatun. Amina is a female teacher. Number 4. The sentence reads, Hadihi At-Tabibu Min al-Kuwaiti. Yani, this doctor is from Kuwait. This doctor is from Kuwait. Let's look at the ism ishara. Hadihi is an ism ishara for something that is feminine. And At-Tabib, yani, is masculine. If it was feminine, it would have to have ta marbuta. No ta marbuta, so it is mudhakkar, masculine. So the ism ishara also has to be masculine. So we exchange hadihi with hadha. الطبيب من الكويت. This doctor is from Kuwait. And by the way here, الطبيب is a بدل. This is a بدل construction. اسم إشارة followed by a noun with ألف لام is a بدل construction. And we had that in lesson 8. So if you're not really clear on the بدل construction, please go back to lesson 8. If we said هذه or if we said هذا طبيب without ألف لام with تنوين, this is a doctor. Okay, that's a complete sentence. هذا Tabibun is a complete sentence, mubtada and khabar. This is a doctor. But when it has alif lam, that means that's a bedel. So all we have is the hadha is the mubtada and a tabib is the bedel. So the sentence would not be complete in this sense. That's why we have min al kuwaiti. Hadha a tabib, this doctor. Again, hadha tabibun with tanween means this is a doctor. But هذا الطبيب with alif lam means this doctor. من الكويتي is from Kuwait. Number 5. The sentence reads, من هذا. The answer, هذا حصان. هذا حصان. With ح and صاد. The sentence reads, من هذا. Who is this? من is used for people. Who is this? So if the answer is هذا حصان, this is a horse, then we use the wrong ism istifham, the wrong question word. Because the thing that is being asked about is a horse. It's not a person. So we don't say من هذا in reference to a horse. Who is this horse? We say, what is this? This is a horse. So instead of من, we should have ما هذا. What is this? هذا حصان. This is a horse. Okay, again, ma is used for things, question, asking about things, what, and men is used for people, who. Number 6. Al-Inkiliziyatu, with shadda on the ya and fatta, Al-Inkiliziyatu, lugatun sa'abun. Yani, English is a difficult language. The English language is a difficult language. Here, the problem is with the naat. Okay, in lesson number 9, we had naat and man'ut, and we said that an adjective describing another word or qualifying another word must always agree with it in both being definite or indefinite, masculine and feminine, and in being marfu'un or majrur or mansub. The problem here is that sa'abun is marfu'un, like lugatun, and it's singular, like lugatun, and it is indefinite, like lugatun, but lugatun is feminine. And sa'abun, if it was to be feminine, we would have to add ta marbuta. In lesson 6, we said, to make a noun or an adjective feminine, you have to add ta marbuta, preceded by fatha. So, lugatun is feminine, that's the man'ut. The na'at, sa'abun, has to be made feminine by adding ta marbuta. It became, al-inkiliziyatu lugatun صعبتن صعبتن صعبتن. Okay, it has to agree. The not has to agree with the manhood. Number 7. It reads, هذه لغة سهل. This is a language. هذه لغة. That's the sentence. This is a language. But now we have a not describing language. an easy language, sahalun. But remember, the naat has to agree with the man'ut. The man'ut, lugatun, is feminine. So the naat, sahalun, has to be made feminine by adding ta marbuta preceded by fatha. So sahalun becomes sah, sahlatun, sahlatun. Hadhihi lugatun sahlatun. This is an easy language. Number 8. Ya waladu. Qamisuka wasikhatun jiddan. The meaning, oh boy, qamisuka, your shirt is wasikhatun, dirty, jiddan, very dirty. Okay, what's the problem here? Qamis is being described by the naat wasikhatun. And qamis is mudhakkar, masculine. And wasikhatun has tarmabuta, is feminine. So the naat wasikhatun has to be made masculine in order to agree with qamisun, the man'ut, which is masculine. So we have to remove the tarmabuta, and then the tanween is placed directly upon the last letter without tarmabuta, the kha. It became wasikhun. So it should read, ya waladu qamisuka wasikhun jiddan. Wasikhun without tarmabuta. Number 9, the last sentence, aina al-qidru al-jadidu. Where's the new qidr? Qidr means what? The pot, the cooking pot. What is the problem with this sentence? It looks just fine except one thing. Remember, words that are feminine are normally having ta marbuta, but there are some words in Arabic, you have to learn them, which might not automatically be known to be feminine, like bint or ukht or They don't have ta marbuta, but we know that a daughter and a sister and a mother is feminine. But qidr, it's not automatically feminine. So how do we know it's feminine? We know it's feminine because we learn that when we learn the word. That qidrun is one of those words that's feminine, though it doesn't have any feminine ending. So you have to remember that. So since al-qidru is feminine, the naat al-jadid describing it has to be made feminine by adding ta marbuta preceded by fatha. So it became ayna al-qidru al-jadidatu. Al-jadidatu. Al-jadida has to be feminine to agree with al-qidru, which is feminine, even though it has no feminine sign. Okay, this is the end of the review sheet that we had for homework. And now after this, we want to go to the main part of our lesson for today, and that is dealing with lesson 13. Okay, last week we started lesson 13. The first part is divided into three parts, this lesson. Okay, so we looked at the first part last week. That is the first part of the English key on page 33 and 34. But this English key continues on page 35 and 36. We didn't get to the second, third, fourth, and fifth points from the English key last week. We only covered the first point, which we're going to just review quickly, and then we'll go to the remaining points of the English key for lesson part A, lesson 13, part A. Okay, so the first part of the English key for lesson 13 on page 33 and 34, which we covered last week, I'm going to summarize it by saying that the plural of nouns and adjectives in Arabic, yani, have to be learned separately, the plurals, because unlike English, adjectives in Arabic have plural forms. In English, adjectives don't have plural forms, but in Arabic, adjectives have plural forms. So we have to learn the plural forms. In this lesson, we're going to talk about plurals. There are two main types of plurals. The sound plural, where the word remains intact just by adding something to the end of it. So you have Muslim, and you just add una, muslimuna. You have mudarris, you just add una, it became mudarrisuna. You just add something to the end, okay? So there's the sound plural, which the word remains completely intact, except you add something as a suffix to the end. And then you have the broken plural. The broken plural means it may be broken up anywhere, in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, all over the place. You have changes in the structure of that word. The root letters remain there, but other letters may be added before the beginning of the word, after the first letter, after the second letter, in the middle or the end of the word, or in more than one place. Okay, so you have sound plural, and you have broken plural. As far as the sound plural, it's divided into two types, the masculine sound plural and the feminine sound plural. The masculine sound plural, you just add una to the end, as I mentioned. The feminine sound plural, you add at. Yani the fatha before tarmabuta in muslimatun, the fatha before tarmabuta is elongated by an aleph, and then the ta marbuta is changed to ta maftuha, regular open ta. So muslima became muslimat, and muhandisa became muhandisat. Okay, that's the feminine sound plural. So you have masculine sound plural, you have feminine sound plural, and the broken plural. The broken plural we talked about on page 34. We said that there are many different patterns, or what is called in Arabic a wazan, a pattern that tells you, yani you have to put the rearrange the vowels, yani for this broken plural, you have to rearrange the vowels or add letters or whatever according to the pattern. And we went over 8 of the broken plural patterns that are very common in the Arabic language last week. We went over 8 of them with an example for each one. That's on page 34. And what I said to you last week is that we only have 8 in this lesson, but there are many more than 8. There are more than 20 patterns. In this lesson, we learn 8, and we're going to learn 2 more in the following lessons. And for this, book 1, we're going to learn 8 broken plural patterns. 8 of them. I mean, not 8, 10. But 8 right now, we're going to look at in this lesson, 8 broken plural patterns. And what I want you to be yani clear on is that, yani hopefully you already started memorizing them. Because even though this lesson is long, it's 3 weeks, you need to. It's very important that you memorize each one of these patterns with at least 2 or 3 examples before we finish lesson 13. So hopefully you already started. And maybe some of you have memorized all of them in 1 week. It's possible. If you memorize one a day, you perhaps could have just about finished all of them. Otherwise, yani between now and next week and the following week, please try to complete the memorization of these 8 broken plural patterns. Now, the second thing I want to mention is that 2 of these patterns that are listed on page 34, the third one from the end and the second one from the end, yani fu'ala'u and af'ila'u, these 2 broken plural patterns are mamnu' min as-sarf, meaning they are diptotes. They don't take tanween. So please note that any broken plural that's on the pattern of fu'ala, the example they gave us, is the plural for zamilun. Zamilun, your associate or yani colleague. The pattern for it is fu'ala. So, zamil becomes zumala'u. Zumala'u. Fu'ala'u, zumala'u. What I want to say here is that this broken plural pattern, fu'ala, unlike the other broken plural patterns, is a diptote. So, it's not going to take tanween. You notice that the other broken plurals, any of the examples they gave, have tanween. This one doesn't have tanween. And likewise, the one following it, af'ila'u, page 34, the next to the last broken plural pattern, af'ilau, they gave us sadiqun with tanween, but it's broken plural, asdiqa'u, which follows the pattern of af'ilau, asdiqa'u. Its broken plural pattern does not have tanween. Okay, the reason why it doesn't have tanween, because it is also mamnu' min as-sarf, yani a diptote, does not take tanween. So, in this lesson we have 8 broken plural patterns. 2 of them, fu'ala'u and af'ila'u, are mamnu' min as-sarf. The rest of them are normal. Okay, so you have to learn these patterns. You have to learn their examples. Okay, again, how the pattern works is that you have the root letters. Like the first pattern they gave us is fu'ulun. Fu'ulun. That's the first pattern they gave us. That tells us that the fa represents the first root letter of the word. It has to take dhamma. The ayn, which represents the second root letter of the word, has to also take dhamma. That's going to be elongated by a waw. Okay, and then the last letter takes tanween. So, fa, ayn, and lam in every pattern represents the first, second, and third root letter, or first, second, and third radical. And What you do with those three root letters or radicals is what the pattern tells you. This pattern, fu'ulun, tells us the fa or the first letter takes dhamma. And the ayn or the second root letter takes dhamma as well, but it's elongated by a waw. An extra waw is added. And the last root letter, the lam, takes just regular tanween. Alright, so the example they gave us was Najmun. It has three root letters. Noon, Jeem, Meem. The pattern tells us the first root letter, the Noon here, takes Dhamma. Huh? The second root letter, the Ayn, in this word it is a Jeem. The Jeem takes also Dhamma. That's elongated by Waw. And then the third root letter, the Meem, just takes Tanween. So Na, Najmun, Noon, Jeem, Meem, according to the pattern of Fu'ul, should be the Noon taking Dhamma, Nu, Jeem taking Dhamma, elongated by Waw, Ju, and then Meem with Tanween, Nujumun. Okay, the same pattern works with the word Sheikh, for example, we'll see in the lesson today. Sheikh has three letters, Sheen, Ya, and Kha. The pattern tells us, first letter takes Dhamma, second letter takes Dhamma elongated by Waw. So, Sheikh, Sha, the Sheen takes Dhamma, the Ya takes Dhamma elongated by Waw, became Shuyukh. And everybody heard of the Shuyukh, right? The scholars. We went to visit some of the Shuyukh. And the same thing with the word Dars, Del Rasin, yani according to the pattern of Fu'ul, it would become Durusun. And like this, Bait became Buyutun bayata, and ilm ayn lam mim became ulumun, and there are lots of words according to this pattern. The same thing we do with the second pattern, fu'ulun tells us, yani the first radical takes dhamma, the second radical takes dhamma, so kitab, kaf, ta, ba are the root letters, became kutubun. Fi'al, this third pattern tells us the first radical takes kasra and the second one takes fatta elongated by alif. So, Jabalun, Jim, Ba, Lam, according to the pattern of Fi'al, became Jibalun. The fourth pattern, Fu'al, tells us that the first radical takes Dhamma, the second radical takes Shadda, Fatta, Alif. Takes a Shadda, it's doubled, and then it has Fatta, Alif. Okay? Fa, Ayn, Lam. The Fa, the first radical takes Dhamma, the second radical takes a Shadda, Fatta, Alif. And the third radical takes Tanween. So Tajir, its root being Ta, Jim, and Ra. Ta, Jim, and Ra, according to the pattern of Fu'al, became Tudjarun. And Qalam, on the pattern of Af'al, became Aqlamun. And Fu'ala, yani Zamil, according to the pattern of Fu'ala, became Zumala'un. And Sadiq, according to the pattern of Af'ila, became Asdiqa'un. And Akhun, and we only see two letters, but its third letter is actually a waw that we don't see in the word, but we see it in its root if we look up the word. Akhun, yani Hamza, Kha, and Waw became, according to the pattern of Fi'alatun, Fi'alatun became Ikhwatun. Alright, in any case, we went over this, yani page last week, 34, so I don't want to spend a whole day on this again. But hopefully you looked at it for homework. You had 1 week to take a good look at it and to try to comprehend it well. I hope that you have studied it and you began to understand how these patterns work. It's very, very important. And in the use of patterns or awzan, the wazan in Arabic, you're going to see it in nouns and in verbs. It's very, very important. It's always, the pattern is always, its basic structure are three letters. Fa, Ayn, and Lam. You're going to always see the pattern having a fa, ayn, and a lam. The fa always represents the first root letter. The ayn always represents the second root letter. And the lam always represents the third root letter. And the pattern just tells us how to put the vowels in or where to add a letter in the beginning before the root words, before the root letters, or in the middle of them, or in the end of them, or in more than one place. The patterns tell us how to fill in the vowels and where to add letters. Okay, so these patterns are very important. Please try to start memorizing at least one pattern every couple of days. And if you can memorize a pattern every other day or every 3 days, inshallah, by the time we finish this lesson, everybody should have mastered these 8 patterns.
Okay, keeping in mind though, that there are two patterns, أفعلاؤ and فعلاؤ, those two patterns. When you see them, please make a note in your mind that these patterns are diptotes. They are ممنوع من الصرف, means they do not take تنوين. Alright? So this is very, very important to pay attention to this particular matter. Okay, let's go to the last page of the grammatical points from the English key, page 35, points 2, 3, 4, and 5. These are the remaining grammatical points for this particular lesson. Point number two, and again, remember, this lesson is dealing with plurals. We already talked about sound plurals and broken plurals. Sound plurals of two types. Masculine sound plural, like muslimuna and kafiruna and munafikuna. And feminine sound plurals, like muslimatun and kafiratun and munafiqatun. Okay? We already talked about sound plurals, and we talked about broken plurals just now again. So other plural matters that we're going to deal with in this lesson are the plural for the ism ishara for things which are near. Okay? And we're also going to deal with some personal pronoun plurals. Third person, personal pronoun plurals. And third person, possessive pronoun plurals. And we're also going to talk about the third person, masculine plural of the verb, the past tense verb. Alright, so all of this is related to plurals. In this particular lesson, we're going to look at, on this part of the lesson, part A, we're going to look at the plural for hadha and hadhihi. Hadha we had in lesson 1, hadhihi we had in lesson 6. Both of them are used to point to things which are near. Hadha for masculine, hadhihi for feminine. The plural, if we're pointing to something near, is ha'ulai. This is point number 2 on page 35. The plural of hadha and hadhihi is ha'ulai. It's pronounced, the first syllable is pronounced, fatha is pronounced as though it's elongated. Ha'ulai. Okay? Ha'ulai means these, when you're pointing to something that is near, plural. Okay? Hadha and hadhihi, the plural for both of them is ha'ulai. So ha'ulai can be used for pointing to feminine as well as masculine things which are near. For that reason, you say hadha tajirun. This is a merchant. But if it was a group of merchants, plural, tujjar, you wouldn't say hadha tujjarun. This is a merchant. You would say these are merchants. So you have to use the plural of hadha, which is ha'ulai tujjarun. Tujjar is on the wazn of فعال. يعني one of the patterns that we just looked at previously. يعني فعال. ضمة followed by the second radical taking شدة فتة ألف. تجار. تاجر became تا جيم را تجار. هؤلاء تجار. The second example they gave us is a feminine word. هذه مدرسة. This is a lady or a female teacher. This is a lady teacher or a female teacher. هذه مدرسة. So, if we were pointing to one female teacher, we use the singular form, هذه. But if we were pointing to a group of female teachers, three or more, then we couldn't say هذه. We have to use the plural for هذه, which is the same as the plural for هذا, هؤلاء. And then, of course, we have to change مدرسة to the feminine sound plural, just by adding Aleph and open ta. Mudarrisatun. Mudarrisa. Mudarrisat. Okay, these are lady teachers. Note that ha'ulai is mostly used with human beings. Yani, even though hadha and hadhihi and thalika and tilka are used for humans and inanimate things, animals or otherwise, the singulars. But the plural, ha'ulai, is mostly used for only human beings. It's used to refer to non-human beings is rare. It's not common, but it does happen sometimes, okay? We will see this in lesson 16. It says, see lesson 16 to find out what word is to be used with non-humans, yani plurals. What word do we use for non-humans? We'll talk about that in lesson 16, the lesson dealing with غير عاقل. 16 and 17 is dealing with plurals of non-human, غير عقل, unintelligent or irrational beings. We'll talk about that when we get to lesson 16. In any case, what's important here is the plural for both hadha and hadhihi is ha'ula'i. It's used to point to things which are near and plural, whether it's masculine or feminine. Except that ha'ula'i is mostly used only to refer to human beings. That's point number two. Ha'ula'i. So please, you already learned hadha, you learned hadhihi to point to things which are near, masculine and feminine. Now, if they are plural, you have to learn ha'ula'i. These are merchants. These are teachers. We'll see in the second part of this lesson, or in the third part of this lesson, the plural ism ishara for things which are far. That takes, you know, the plural that's used for when you have thalika or tilka, but it's plural. Then we're going to have ula'ika. That's in the third part of this lesson 13. We'll see that later on. I mean, not later on today, but yani in the coming sessions. Point number three, page 35, point number three. The plural of huwa is hum. Huwa means he or he is. Hum means they or they are. But hum is for masculine. Huwa is for masculine. Hum is for masculine. Again, unlike the singular huwa, the plural hum is used to refer only to human beings. Okay, again, huwa, he or it is. You can say huwa referring to a person, or you can say huwa referring to a thing if it's masculine. Okay, but as far as the plural hum, it's used to refer to human beings. If you need a personal pronoun that's referring to other than humans, then we'll talk about that when we deal with, yani, the plurals of non-human, irrational, unintelligent beings, yani, in lesson 16. So for now, what we just want to know is that the personal pronoun, he is a teacher, it is a house. The personal pronoun, huwa, its plural is hum, but hum is used for human beings. We'll see that the plural for hiya, hiya means she or it is used for humans and yani inanimate things. We'll see that the plural is hunna. We're going to see that in the second part of this lesson 13. But what is important is that the plural here is used for human beings. This is a personal pronoun. When you're saying he or she or they or we are something or are not something. Okay, personal pronouns. So the example they gave us here is huwa mudarrisun for the singular. He is a teacher. If we said teachers, then we wouldn't say huwa mudarrisuna, but we have to use the plural of huwa, which is hum. Hum mudarrisuna. So this is the personal pronoun. Third person, plural, personal pronoun for things which are masculine or for people who are masculine. Mudarrisuna. Hum mudarrisuna. The next point, it says the plural of who. Who, yani, is the possessive pronoun for huwa. Huwa means he or it is. Who means, yani, shows possession. Kitabuhu, his book. Baituhu, his house. So this, we want to distinguish between huwa, which is a personal pronoun, and who, which is a possessive pronoun, showing possession of something. Okay, so we had this in lesson 10. I think in lesson 10, we had the possessive pronouns, the beginning of lessons on possessive pronouns in lesson 10. Yeah, in lesson 10, because 11 was a review lesson, and 12 we continued to take possessive and personal pronouns. Okay, so here we have the plural of who as a possessive pronoun is the same word whom. So here we want to say what? That whom is used as a personal pronoun, hum muslimuna, and it's also used as a possessive pronoun, baytuhum, their house. So hum as a personal pronoun means they or they are. But hum as a possessive pronoun means their, yani their house, their school, their masjid. Okay, the same word is used here for the third person, masculine plural personal pronoun is hum, possessive pronoun is hum. Except as a possessive pronoun means their, yani their house, or their car, or their school, or their wealth. As a personal pronoun, we say they. They are Muslims, they are teachers, they are whatever. Okay, so the example they gave us here for the possessive pronoun is, where is their house? Aina baytuhum. Here, the same hum is used, but as a possessive pronoun showing that they own this house, that they possess it. Yani as a possessive pronoun, the meaning instead of they becomes their. Where is their house? Likewise, they gave us the example. Their father is a famous merchant. Abuhum, their father. Not they father, their father, because it's showing possession here, right? Abuhum, their father is a tajirun shahirun, famous merchant. Note that the words for they, yani they are teachers, and their house or their father have the same form, hum. And we're going to see the same thing with the feminine third person, plural. We're going to see that here, yani as a personal pronoun is hunna, the plural is hunna, and likewise as a possessive pronoun, their and they, feminine plural, is going to be hunna. We'll see that in the next part of this lesson. Okay, so the third point of this lesson is showing us the third person, masculine plural, the personal pronoun is whom, they are, and the possessive pronoun is whom, theirs. Okay? They're showing us two points here, the personal pronoun whom and the possessive pronoun whom, yani both of them use the same expression, but in one case it's used as a personal pronoun, they are, and in the second case it's used as a possessive pronoun, their house, or their father. Same word is used. The next point, number four, is the past tense verb. We had ذهبَ previously, and we had ذهبتَ, and ذهبتُ, and ذهبت. Now we have the third person, masculine plural. Third person, masculine plural. They went. Okay, the plural form for ذهبَ, he went, third person singular, plural, they went, ذهبوا. And it has a dhamma on the last letter, elongated by waw and followed by an alif, yani which is known as alif al-fariqa, alif al-fariqa, and basically this alif is not pronounced, it doesn't have any meaning, it's just to make us be aware that this waw at the end of the verb is waw al-jama'ah, that this waw is the yani pronoun that represents the fa'il, the do of the action. Waw al-jama'ah. So when we see this, when we see this waw al-jama'ah on the end of a verb, when we see this waw al-jama'ah, we're going to always see it followed by this alif al-fariqa. The alif that makes us know that waw is not an original part of the verb, rather it's added to the verb as the fa'il, the doer of the action. Waw al-jama'ah. It represents, yani, jama'ah, yani the group, yani plural. But this is for the masculine plural, ذهبوا. Yani he went, ذهبا. They went, masculine plural, ذهبوا. Okay, it says here, note that there's an aleph at the end of the word which is not pronounced. Okay, that's the aleph that I said is aleph al-fariqa. Yani it makes us to know that that waw, before the aleph, that waw is added to that word. It's not an original part of that word. Where it's not a part of the verb, the root of the verb itself. It's added as the fa'il, the do of the action. Yani representing masculine plural form of the verb. Note that the pronoun that we have learned in this part of the lesson is masculine. Yani, ذهبوا, this waw here, is for the masculine. We will learn the feminine pronoun in part B of this lesson. We'll learn the feminine pronoun in part B. That will be the noon and niswa, which we talked about previously when we went over the fa'il, recognizing the fa'il in the past tense verb. We had that in the review of the past tense verbs in lesson 8. Okay, we said that the masculine third person plural fa'il is waw al-jama'ah, and the feminine third person plural is noon and niswa. We're going to see that in part B of this lesson. Okay, so the fourth point here is what? That the third person, masculine plural, hum, they went, ذهبوا, yani is waw al-jama'ah. ذهبوا, خرجوا, دخلوا, جلسوا. Okay, you just add dhamma and waw, and that alif there is to let you know that that waw is not a part of the root of the verb itself. It's added as the pronoun, yani the pronoun that represents the fa'il, the doer of the action. Third person, masculine plural, waw al-jama'ah. Okay, the last point of this key is number 5, ba'adu. Yani means some. It also may mean one or a few. Yani sometimes they say in some books, وَقَالَ بَعَدَ الْعُلَمَاءِ يعني some of the scholars said. Well, it might also mean one of the scholars said. يعني بعدو means some generally, but it also means one. And you'll see it used in the religious texts. Often the scholars will say بعدهم, and they don't mean some, they mean one. So it has both meanings. It might mean a few of them also. بعدهم might mean a few of them, and so on. But in any case, the general meaning of it is some. But it also may mean one. Okay, so they gave us some examples here of ba'ad, yani with ayn and ba'ad. Ba'aduhum mudarrisuna. Some of them are teachers. Ba'aduhum muhandisuna. Some of them are engineers. Okay? Ba'aduhum mudarrisuna wa ba'aduhum muhandisuna. Okay, so we're gonna, that's the end of the grammatical points for this particular lesson. So what I want to do here is just go quickly to the vocabulary on page 36 and go over the vocabulary briefly. Hopefully you had time to, yani this was part of the homework, to go over the vocabulary, memorizing them, okay? So I'm gonna read the right column. Ismun means name or a name. Its plural is asma'un. And this word asma'un is a broken plural on the pattern of af'alun. Yani, the root of the word is seen and meem. So you have, yani in this pattern, a hamza with fatha added to the, before the first root letter. Before the seen. The seen, the first root letter takes sukun. The meem, the second root letter takes fatha aleph. So you got asma'un. And the last root letter takes tanween. Here, this word is a little irregular because we see it only has two root letters, seen and meem, and hence the letter on the end, we didn't have a letter in the original root, so they made it as hamza, asma'un, but it follows the pattern, af'alun. Alright, so please try to note, when you start seeing plurals, try to note, are they sound plurals or broken plurals? If they're broken plurals, try to note the pattern. Okay, try to remember the patterns. Right now, maybe a little difficult. I'll just mention them quickly, and as we go through the lesson and you learn the patterns, you'll start recognizing the patterns immediately. Second word, right column, rajulun means man, or a man, its plural is rijalun, on the pattern of fi'alun. You should be able to hear the sound of the pattern, the rhythm. Rijal, from the pattern, fi'al. And the first letter taking kasra, the second letter taking fatha alif. Rajul, rijal. The next word, annasu, means people. The next word, qasirun, with sa'd, qaf and sa'd, qasirun means short. Its plural is qisarun, also on the pattern of fi'alun, qisarun, yani qaf, sa'd, ra, qisarun, from fi'alun. The next word is hajjun, with shadda on the jim, means a pilgrim, yani a person who goes to Mecca to make pilgrimage. Hajjun. Its root letters are ha, jim, and jim. Shadda on the jim. Ha, jim, and jim. Its plural is hujjajun. Ha is the first root letter, jim is the second root letter, and another jim is the third root letter. It's on the pattern of fu'al. Fu'al. Yani hujjaj, first letter taking dhamma, the second letter taking shadda, fatha, alif. Hujjaj. The next word is sadiqun, with sad and qaf. Sadiqun means a friend. The plural of it is asdiqa'u, without tanween, diptote, mamnoon and sarf. Asdiqa'u. Yani on the pattern of af'ila'u. Af'ila, asdiqa. Yani the root letters being sad, del, qaf, on the pattern of af'ila asdiqa'u. What I want to note here though is that this pattern af'ila'u is mamnu min al-sarf, so you see asdiqa'u does not have tanween. The next word, al-mata'amu, al-mata'amu, from ta'ama, yani ta'am, food. Al-mata'am is the place of food, the restaurant or the mess hall. Mata'am. The next word, ibnun. Also, it only has three root letters because the first letter is Hamzat al-Wasl, is added, right? So we have ba and noon, and just like ism, where we had seen and mim, we're going to see in this pattern, we're going to see a hamza at the end, after the ba and the noon. The ba is the first radical, noon is the second radical. Its plural is abna'un, on the pattern of af'al. Just like ism was asma'un, ibnun, abna'un, on the pattern of af'al. Okay? The next word, sheikhun, an old man or a learned man, a scholar, sheikh maybe. Its plural is shuyukhun, shuyukhun, on the pattern of fu'ul. Yani, sha, sheen, ya, kha, yani on the pattern of fu'ul, became shuyukh. Going to the left column. The top of the column, the first word is fata, a young man. Its plural is fityatun, fityatun. Yani, again here, we have two obvious letters, fa and ta. And then we see in its pattern, it's gonna, yani, we're gonna see the fa, ta, and the ya. Fa, ta, and ya. And we're gonna, in this pattern, we have an extra letter added in the pattern to the end of ta, marbuta. So the fa, fata, its plural is fit yatun. So we have fa, ta, and ya. Yani, it's alif maksura and fata, but its original root is a ya, so it goes back to the ya. So we have, on the pattern of fi'alatun, the first letter takes kasra, fi. The second letter, ayn, takes sukun, fit. The third letter, the ya, takes fatha, fit, fi'la. So it became fit, ya, and then we add ta marbuta, fityatun, fi'latun. The next word is tawilun, means tall. Its plural is tiwal, tiwalun. So on the pattern of fi'al, tiwal, tawil, tall. The next word is talibun, means a student. Its plural is tullabun. Tullabun is on the pattern of fu'al, like hujjaj, tullab. Hujjaj, tullab. The next word, jadidun, means new. Its plural is jududun. It's on the pattern of fu'ulun. Fu'ulun. Yani dhamma dhamma. The root of jadid is jim, del, and del. So the pattern tells us, the first letter jim takes dhamma, the second letter del takes dhamma, and the third one takes tanween. So jim, del, del became jududun. The next word is vaifun, means a guest, yani somebody who you are hosting. Vaifun, vad, ya, fa. Its plural is duyufun, duyufun, on the pattern of fu'ul, like shuyukh. Duyuf, on the pattern of fu'ul. First letter takes dhamma, du. Second letter takes dhamma, waw, yu. And the last letter, fa, takes tanween, duyufun. The next word is qaryatun, with ta marbuta, is feminine, village. It also in the old days used to could refer to a city. The next word, haqlun. Ha, qaf. Haqlun means a field, like a field that you plant things in. The farmer does, and its plural is huqulun, huqulun, on the pattern again of fu'ul. Just like duyuf and shuyukh, huqul. The next word is zamilun, which means a classmate or a colleague at work, zamilun. And it is on the broken plural pattern of fu'ala'u. This pattern, fu'ala'u, like af'ila'u, these two, fu'ala and af'ila'u, are diptotes, mamnu' min sarf. So notice that the plural of zamilun is zumala'u, without tanween. Fu'ala, zumala. Fu'ala, zumala. And we'll see more examples of this in the lesson today. The last word is mujtahidun. It means hard-working or diligent, and its plural is a sound plural. So we don't change the word, we just add una to the end. Mujtahidun became mujtahiduna. Okay, this is the end of the English key for lesson 13, part A. Okay, there's also an English key for part B and a brief English key for part C. Aleph, Ba, and Jim. Okay, after this we're going to go to the main part of the lesson now. in the Arabic part of the book on page 68 and 69. Page 68 and 69. Okay, let's read and translate. Hopefully you've already read it and you've already translated. We had it for homework this week. The Arabic text and look at some of the grammatical points from this lesson that are here or all the ones that we had previously. And let's see how many of the exercises we can do in the time that remains. I guess we have about a half an hour, inshallah. Also, let me just note here that I think I did send out a notification at some point during the week that the time for the class will be changing due to the changing times of the prayers. And because the second session, which normally would have ended at 4:45, since the Asr prayer is coming here at 4:30, so we had to move the time back a little bit. So from now on, until further notice, this class will be starting instead of 1:45 at 1:30 and ending at 3 o'clock. And the next class will start at 3 o'clock and ending at 4:30. Okay? So please make a note of that, so that, everybody can be here on time, بإذنالله تعالى. Naam, barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allahu khayra. All of you. May Allah continue to bless you and help you in your studies and make that which is difficult easy for you, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always say, Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla wa anta taj'alul hazna idha shitta sahla. That there's nothing easy except what you, O Allah, made easy. There's nothing easy except what you made easy. And as for the difficult things, if you will, you can also make them easy. وَأَنْتَ تَجْعَلُ اللَّهُمَّ لَا سَهْلَ إِلَّا مَا جَعَلْتُهُ سَهْلَ وَأَنْتَ تَجْعَلُ الْحَزْنَ إِذَا شِتَّ سَهْلَ. So even things that are difficult, Allah can make them easy. So if we're finding some difficulty, pray to Allah. And it's only difficult because he didn't make it easy. But he, if he wills, can make it easy. So we have to ask him. Okay, page 68. At the top of the page, it says, الدرس الثالثة عشرة. The 13th lesson. And then it has Aleph there at the top. Any meaning? The first part. This lesson is divided into three parts. This is part A. Okay, it reads, and you should be reading with me even though you've read it and you've written it and you've already translated it. من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي. من هؤلاء. Who are these things near? Okay, هؤلاء is the plural of, is the plural for هذا and هذه, for things which are near. من هؤلاء الفتية. Who are these young men? الفتية is the plural of الفتى. Okay, al-fityatu. Who are these young men? On the pattern of fi'la. Who are these young men? Al-tiwal. This is a not describing al-fitya. Al-tiwal on the pattern of fi'al. Who are these tall young men? O Ali. Ali says, hum tulabun jududun. They are new students. Hum is the mubtada. Jududun is the khabar. Tulabun is the khabar, and jududun is a not describing tulab. Tulab is plural, so we have to use the plural of jadid, jududun, on the pattern of fu'ulun. And tulab is on the pattern of fu'al. Talib, tulab, hum, tulabun, jududun. Who are these tall young men, O Ali? They are new students. Line 3. Min ayna hum. From where are they, or where are they from? Hum min America. They are from America. America is ism maksoor. It's a word that ends with fatah alif. Either alif mamdood or alif maksoora. It means that the ending doesn't change. It's not mabniyun. It's mu'rab, but we don't see the changing because of the alif at the end. Alright? So this word actually, min America, min is a preposition. America is the object of the preposition. So it's majrur. But we don't see the kasra as the sign of it being majrur because of what? It's ism maqsoor. The word that ends with an alif. Alif mamdood or alif maqsoor. We don't see any vowel changing on the end. But it is majrur because of the preposition min. They are from America. The next question, أَهُمْ زُمَلَاءُكَ, are they your friends? أَهُمْ زُمَلَاءُكَ, are they your friends? I should say زُمَلَاء, your classmates. نعم. زُمَلَاء means classmates or colleagues, but here I think we're talking about students, right? So it will be classmates. أَهُمْ زُمَلَاءُكَ, are they your classmates? زُمَلَاء is on the pattern of فُعَلَاء. And we said this pattern, فُعَلَاءُ, is a diptote, مَمْنُوع مِنَ الصَّرْفِ, so it doesn't take تَنْوِين. Here it doesn't take تَنْوِين because it's connected to a pronoun. But if it was by itself, there would be no تَنْوِين on this plural. زُمَلَاءُ, the plural of زَمِيل. أَهُمْ زُمَلَاءُكَ, are they your classmates? نعم. هُمْ زُمَلَاءِ. هُمْ فِي فَصْلِي. Yes, they are my classmates. They are in فَصْلِي, my classroom. زُمَلَاءِ ends with يَا المتكلم, يعني the possessive pronoun, my friends. And فَصْلِي also ends with يَا المتكلم, يعني my classroom. يَا المتكلم is the first person singular pronoun, possessive pronoun. أَهُمْ مُجْتَهِدُونَ, are they hardworking or diligent? يعني diligent students. أَهُمْ مُجْتَهِدُونَ, for the singular is مُجْتَهِدُون. And here we add واو and نون, sound plural. مُجْتَهِدُونَ, masculine, sound plural. نعم, هُمْ مُجْتَهِدُونَ, yes, they are diligent students. And هُمْ is the مُبْتَدَى, مُجْتَهِدُونَ is the خَبَر. The next question, مَا أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ, مَا أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ. Here, I want to note that even though أَسْمَاء is normally written with a Hamza that's written on a line without a seat, whenever these words end with Hamza, يعني like أسماء, whenever they have a pronoun connected as a suffix to it, then they have to be written on top of, يعني, a seat. Like here, it is wow. They have to be written on top of a seat. Okay? If they were connected to a clear noun, not a pronoun, then it would be remain written on the line without a seat. Okay? أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ. Because of the pronoun being connected to it, we have to write it on the wow. Although originally it's written on the line without a seat. أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ. What? مَا أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ. What are their names? أسماء is the plural of ism. أسماؤهم ياسر وزكريا وموسى وعبد الله. Their names are ياسر and زكريا and موسى and عبد الله. Next question. ومن هؤلاء الرجال القصار. القصار from قصير. It's the plural قصار in the pattern of فعال, قصار, طويل, طوال, like this. من هؤلاء الرجال, who are these short men? يعني هؤلاء is the اسم إشارة followed by a noun with ألف لام, that means it's بدل. And قصار is a not describing رجال. رجال is plural, so قصار is plural. رجال has ألف لام, so قصار is ألف لام. رجال has ضمة, قصار has ضمة. Alright, not and منؤوت from lesson 9. Very, very important lesson. من هؤلاء الرجال القصار. Who are these short men? The answer, هم حجاج. From حاج, the plural on the pattern of فعال. ضمة شد فتح ألف. حجاج. They are حجاج. Again, these plurals, in time you will learn them, but start now memorizing one or two or three every week with examples for each one and read them over and over and over again until the pattern sticks in your mind and the examples that go with it also stick to that pattern. هم حجاج. من أين هم؟
we do this?
I said, طيب, هم حجاج, they are pilgrims. من أين هم? Where are they from? Where are they from? يعني من أين هم? Okay, هم here is a personal pronoun, they. As opposed to it being used sometimes as a possessive pronoun, like saying بيتهم, their house. But here it means they. Where are they from? Answer, بعدهم من الصين وبعدهم من اليابان. Some of them are from China and some of them are from Japan. Turn to page 69, top of the page. أين موسى وأصدقاؤه? Where is Musa and his friends? Where is Musa and his friends? And here I want to note that Musa is a word that ends with alif maqsura. The alif that is always at the end of the word. It's written like a ya at the end of the word without its dots. Okay, so words like this that end with alif maqsura, like Musa and Isa and al-mustashfa and Amrika and Britannia. Yani these type of words that end with alif maqsura or alif mamduda, we don't see any vowel changing at the end. Even if it's marfoon or mansub or majroor, we don't see any vowel change. So these are called ism maqsur. Aina Musa wa asdiqa'uhu. Where is Musa and his friends? Again, asdiqa'u, yani is on the pattern of af'ila. It ends with a hamza written on the line. But if that word has a pronoun attached to it as a suffix, you have to add, you have to write it on top of a seat. In this case, wow. The answer, the last line of this dars, ذهبوا, last line of this text, I mean, ذهبوا إلى المطعم. يعني هم ذهبوا إلى المطعم. This is the third person, masculine plural of the past tense verb. هم ذهبوا. It ends with واو الجماعه. That واو الجماعه is always going to be followed by the alif. Alif الفارقه. Which tells us that that waw is not an original part of the verb, rather, it's waw al-jama'ah, the fa'il, the do of the action. Represents third person, masculine plural, hum, they, they. Hum dhahabu ila al-mat'ami, they went to the mat'am, to the restaurant, the place for ta'am. Okay, we don't have a lot of time left, so, yani, I had hoped to finish the exercises for this lesson, but there are a lot of exercises, so we're not going to rush through them, but at least let's try to take the first exercise and see, yani, if we still have any time left. Okay, so now we are at the exercises on page 69. Tamarinu. And by the way, this is also a diptote, a broken plural pattern, yani, mafa'ilu, that doesn't take tanween, from tamrinun, tamarinu. It's a diptote, it doesn't take tanween. It means exercises. The instruction for the first exercise says, حول المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. حول, change, or transform, or convert, المبتدأ, the subject of the sentence, the first word, في كل, in each, من, of, الجملي, the sentences, الآتيتي, the following. Change the مبتدا, the subject, in each of the following sentences, إلى, to, جمعن, a plural. Change it to a plural. Okay, so the first word in the example they gave us is هذا. We have to change that to a plural. The plural of هذا and هذه is هؤلاء. But when we change هذا to a plural, then we also have to change the خبر that follows it also to a plural. هذا طالب, this is a student. If we change هذا to هؤلاء, these are, we can't leave طالب, these are a student. We have to change طالب to طلاب. And they already told us, يعني what, you're going to change طالب to, because right now we're in the beginning of our stages, so we're just learning these plurals, we don't know them that well. But the point here is, number one, to get used to practicing the plural of the ism ishara for things which are near. For both hadha and hadhihi is ha'ulai. So they want us to use this plural ism ishara, ha'ulai. And they also want us to, yani, get used to using it with plural words for people. So we have the plural of طالب, طلاب. And also we're going to see here various examples for all of the broken plural patterns. The first broken plural pattern that they're giving us here in this exercise is فعال for طلاب. ضمة, the second letter takes شد فتة ألف. طلاب, yani the root of طالب is طا, لام, با. The pattern tells us the ta takes dhamma, the lam takes shadda fatta alif, tullabun. Okay? So the example, hadha talibun, this is a student, change it to plural, haulai tullabun, these are students. The second and third word is on the same pattern of fu'al. The plural is on the same pattern of fu'al. So we're going to see the dhamma and the shadda fatta alif in the next two examples, or in the first two words that they give us. Okay, number one. Hada tajirun. Change it to plural. Hada becomes haulai and tajir becomes tujjar. Ta, jim, ra on the pattern of fu'al dhamma shadda fatta alif. Ta, ja, ra, tujjarun. Haulai, tujjarun. These are merchants. Number two. Hada hajjun. This is a pilgrim. Change it to plural. Haulai hujjajun. These are pilgrims. Again, hajj, its root is ha, jim, jim. So on the pattern of fu'al, takes ha, takes dhamma. The first jim takes shadda fatta alif. And the next jim takes tanween. Hujjajun. Like tujjarun and طلابٌ. That's a pattern. فعال. Okay, number three, a new pattern. The next couple of words are going to be on the pattern of فعال. That means the first root letter is going to take كسرة. The second root letter is going to take فتة ألف. كسرة, فتة ألف. Okay, so number three says هذا رجلٌ. هذا رجلٌ. This is a man. I want to change it to these are men. So هذا becomes هؤلاء. And rajulun becomes rijalun, yani on the pattern of fi'al. Rajulun becomes rijalun, kasra, fatta alif, rijalun. Number four, hadha kabirun. This is a big one or a great one. Hadha kabirun. This is a big one or a great one. The plural, change it to plural, becomes ha'ulai. Kabirun becomes kibarun on the pattern of fi'al. Kibarun. Haulai kibarun. These are great ones. Number five. Hada saghirun. This is a small one. The plural. Haulai sigarun. These are small ones. Okay, saghir, its root is sad, ghain, ra, on the same pattern, fi'al, kasra, fatta, alif. Sa, gha, ra becomes si, gharun, like kibarun and rijalun. Number six, hadha qasirun. This is a short one. Plural, ha'ulai, qisarun, on the same pattern again. Fi'al, qa, sad, ra becomes qisarun, like si, غارٌ and كِبارٌ and رِجَالٌ. Number seven. هذا طويلٌ. This is a tall one. Plural. هَؤُلَاءِ طِوَالٌ. Same pattern. فِعَال. طَ وَاو لَام طِوَالٌ. Okay, hopefully, yani, if you learned the first two patterns this week, فُعَال and فِعَال, these should have been easy for you. Let's go to the next pattern. Number eight is a new pattern. Af'al. Yani it tells us the fa, ayn, and lam, that before the first radical fa, the first radical represented by fa, we're going to add hamza with fatta. The first radical itself is going to take sukoon. The second radical is going to take fatta alif. And we saw this fatta alif on the second radical in the first two examples. First two patterns. Fu'al and fi'al. Now we have af'al. But we're going to add a hamza to the beginning. The first radical takes sukoon. So they gave us hadha waladun. Hadha waladun. According to the pattern of af'al, the waw is going to take sukun preceded by hamza with fatha. That's the pattern. Tells us hamza with fatha, the waw, the first letter takes sukun, the lam, the second letter takes fatha alif. So it became awladun. Hada waladun, this is a boy. Haulai awladun. These are boys. Number 9. Hada ibnun. This is a son. These are sons. Haulai abna'un. This is the same pattern. Af'al. Yani the ba and the noon of the word ibn. The ba is the first radical. Is preceded by hamza with fatha. Ab. The ba takes sukun. The second letter, the noon, takes fatha alif. Abna. And then, yani because it didn't have a third letter, they're adding hamza at the end. Abna'un. With tanween. This is not a diptote. Abna'un. Hada ibnun. Haulai abna'un. Number 10. Hada ammun. With shadda on the meem. Ammun. Its root letters are ayn, meem, and meem. So the pattern, same pattern, af'al, tells us that the ayn is going to take sukun. The first letter takes sukun, preceded by hamza with fatha. The second letter, the meem, takes fatha alif. And the last letter takes tanween. So ayn, meem, meem on the pattern of af'al became a'mamun, a'mamun. Remember, this pattern af'al, the first radical, first root letter takes sukun, preceded by hamza with fatha. So ayn, meem, meem become a'mamun. This is ammun, this is a uncle. Yani am means the paternal uncle, the father's brother. Haulai a'mamun. These are paternal uncles. Number 11. Last sentence on the bottom of the page. Hada sheikhun. Hada sheikhun. This is a sheikh, an old man or a learned person. Plural. Haulai shuyukhun. This is a new pattern. Next pattern. This is the fourth pattern that we have on this for this exercises. This pattern is full aulun. The first radical takes dhamma. The second radical takes dhamma as well, elongated by an extra waw. So sheikh, its root is sheen, ya, kha. On the pattern of fu'ul, it became shuyukhun. Ha'ulai shuyukhun. Turn to page 70. Another example of this pattern, fu'ul. Hada vaifun. This is a guest that I am hosting. Hada vaifun. Yani plural, haulai duyufun. Haulai duyufun. Yani on the pattern of fu'ul. Yani the same pattern we have harf, huruf, bait, buyut, and so on. Yani we just had shuyukh, and now we have duyuf. Haulai duyufun. These are guests. Number 13. Hada zamilun. This is a colleague or a classmate. Haulai Zumala'u. This is the pattern that we saw already. Fu'ala, it's a diptote. It doesn't take tanween. Even though the singular takes tanween, the plural is a diptote. It's mamnu' min as-sarf. It doesn't take tanween. Zamilun, zay, mim, lam. And on the pattern of fu'ala became zumala'u. Zumala'u. Ha'ulai zumala'u. These are colleagues or classmates. Number 14. Hada faqirun. This is a poor one. Yani haulai fuqara'u. These are poor ones. Yani faqir. It's on the same pattern. Fu'ala. Fa qafra. Yani the first letter takes dhamma. The second one takes fatha. The third one takes fatha, alif, and a hamza with a single vowel. Mamnu min as-sarf. So faqir fa qara became on the pattern of fu'ala, fuqara'u. Ha'ulai fuqara'u. These are poor ones. And also, yani, on this pattern, another word on this pattern besides zumala'u, fuqara'u, we have amir, umara'u, wazir, wuzara'u. We'll be seeing these extra patterns. In fact, I have a PDF file, inshallah, I'll send it to you with a number of examples for every pattern that we're taking in this lesson, for all of the 8 patterns. Inshallah, I'll try to send it out tonight. Number 15. Hada ghaniyun. This is a rich one. Yani, this is a new pattern, another pattern, af'ila'u. This is another broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf, a diptote. Af'ila'u, without tanween. Yani, for this pattern, the first radical takes sukoon, preceded by hamza with fatta, the second radical takes kasra, and the third radical takes fatta alif with hamza and a single vowel. So, ghaniyun, yani, ghain, noon, ya, became agh, ni, ya'u, aghniya'u. Af'ila'u, aghniya'u. Ha'ulai, aghniya'u, without tanween. Number 16, hadha, sadiqun. This is a friend. Ha'ulai, asdiqa'u. Same pattern, af'ila, asdiqa'u. Number 17, hadha, tabibun. Hadha, tabibun. This is a doctor. Same pattern, af'ila, yani, but the root here is a little bit tricky, right? Because the two root letters are the same, ta, ba, and ba. The root is ta, ba, ba. So on this pattern, af'ila should be af, bi, ba'u. That's the origin of it. Should be af, bi, ba'u. But what they did, since it's two ba's together, and af, bi, ba, they joined them together with shadda, and they moved, yani, the kasra from the first ba and put it on the fa, the first letter of the root. So alf b ba became a fib ba. Yani, the two ba's are joined with shadda. The first ba loses its vowel. It goes to the fa. It became a fib ba. It's a little bit tricky. Try to pay attention and note its original form on the pattern of af'ila should have been alf b ba, but the two ba's are joined together, so it became a tibba'u. These are ha'ulai at-tibba'u, doctors. Number 18. Hadha fata. This is a young man. Ha'ulai fityatun. This is a new pattern or another pattern. Yani, fi'latun. Fi'latun. Yani, the first radical in this word fa takes kasra. The second radical in this word ta takes sukoon, according to the pattern of fi'la. The third radical takes fatta, followed by ta marbuta. So fata, yani fata, ya became fityatun, fityatun. And the following example is also on the same pattern of fi'latun, yani hadha akhun, this is a brother, ha'ulai ikhwatun, yani hamza kha, wow, ikhwatun, on the pattern of fi'latun, fityatun, ikhwatun, and there are more examples, inshallah, that we'll send to you. The last pattern is fu'ulun. Number 20, hadha jadidun. This is a new one. Ha'ulai jududun. These are new ones. These are new ones. They are new ones. Yani, new students, new teachers, new something, right? Jadidun, jim, del. Del is the root. On the pattern of fu'ul, the first letter takes dhamma, the second letter takes dhamma. Judud, jududun, fu'ulun. We also have on this pattern from kitab kutubun, from Rasul, Rusulun, from Sabil, Subulun, all of them on the same pattern. Jududun, Kutubun, Rusulun, Subulun. Try to learn each pattern with at least two or three examples and let them be repeated over and over and over again until the pattern sticks to your mind and the examples that go with it. Okay, the last, we're going to just take one, maybe over time, 1 minute to read the last sentences from this exercise number one. These are all sound plurals. Yani, what we had up until now were all the eight patterns of broken plurals that we have for this lesson, including af'ila and fu'ala, which are diptotes, yani, mamnu' min as-sarf, two patterns that don't take tanween. Two of them don't take tanween. The other six are normal broken plural patterns. Okay, sound plurals. 21. Hadha mudarrisun. Sound plurals, we just add una to the end. Hadha mudarrisun. Ha'ulai mudarrisuna. The same thing if it was a feminine, we would say, hadhihi mudarrisatun. Ha'ulai, same plural for masculine and feminine. Ha'ulai mudarrisatun. Mudarrisatun, mudarrisatun. Number 22. Hadha muhandisun. Sound plural. Yani, ha'ulai muhandisuna. Number 23, هذا فلاح. هؤلاء فلاحون. Yani these are farmers. Hada muhandisun, this is an engineer. Hada fallahun, this is a farmer. Number 24, hada mujtahidun, this is a diligent, hard-working one. Haulai mujtahidun. Number 25, hada muslim, this is a muslim. Plural, haulai muslimun. Alright, so, let me just go over 21 to 25. The singular and the sound plural, muslimun, muslimun. Muhandisun, muhandisun. Fallahun, fallahun. Mujtahidun, mujtahidun. Muslimun, muslimun. And examples of feminine, yani, sound plural would be like, mudarrisatun, mudarrisatun. Just add, fatta alif, open ta. Change the tamabuta to open ta. Muhandisatun, muhandisatun. Fallahatun, fallahatun. Mujtahidatun, mujtahidatun. Muslimatun, muslimatun. Okay, these are examples that are not in the book, but we just wanted to kind of even it out a little bit. We have masculine sound plurals, so we need some feminine sound plurals as well. The feminine sound plural, remember what we do? Yani, we just add to the last letter the fatta alif, elongate it, and change the ta marbuta to a ta maftuha. So, mudarrisa became mudarrisat. Muhandisa became muhandisat. Fallaha became fallahat. Mujtahida became mujtahidat. And Muslima became Muslimat. Okay, we have to stop here. End of our time, inshallah. Next week, inshallah. We already had for homework exercises 2, 3, 4, and 5. So please review them for this week's homework. Hopefully you already did them. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then, yani, preview the second part of lesson 13. The English key, vocabulary, and the exercises, and the text. The second part also has a text, and then exercises. So please, yani, for homework next week, after you review the upcoming, the previous lessons, then start with also reviewing, the exercises that remain, exercises 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 from the first part, and then, yani, preview the second part of lesson 13. The second part, English key, second part, Arabic text, and second part, exercises. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, we're going to take a 1-minute break, and then we're going to start with the second session immediately thereafter, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala.